This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. There is a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَى لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. I have left you on a clear white plain, لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا, whose night is like it is day. Just as things are clear in the day, they are clear in the night. Okay? لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. So when the nights and the days are equal in its features, so that means that even at night, things are clear. So all aspects of Islam are crystal clear. This is a hadith from the Prophet which makes clear reference to the fact that Islam is a simple, clear-cut religion. There is nothing ambiguous about Islam. And then the hadith ends with this part, with these words, لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا هَالِكَ. Whoever deviates from that clarity is doomed and destroyed. Okay? So everything about Islam is clear. There is nothing unclear about Islam. And whoever deviates, of course, from this clear path, he is doomed. He is destroyed. And the Quran, for example, when it comes to fasting, says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now, is there anything unclear in this verse? Obviously, there's nothing. There's nothing ambiguous, okay? The Quran says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, in order that you may develop taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. First of all, this verse says that fasting is not obligatory only on Muslims. It has a long history. It was prescribed for those before Islam, for those people who lived before Islam, the followers of Judaism, Christianity. They were also fasting. They were also observing fast in one way or the other, okay? And there are still some non-Muslims who are observing fast. But Islam prescribed fasting as a form of endorsing the practice of the people of the past. It was not initiated by Islam. It was not innovated by Islam. Fasting was already there. And then what is the concept of fasting? What is the goal and objective of fasting? Why do we fast? The verse is clear again. It says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you may develop taqwa. Okay? Taqwa means consciousness of Allah. Okay? Taqwa means to fear Allah. Fearing Allah, while being conscious of the fact that He, the ultimate truth, actually sees us. And we should worship Allah sincerely, okay? Sincerely. There are times when we are struck by a calamity. There and then we turn to Allah most sincerely, okay? When someone is drowning, he turns to Allah. Because he does not find any other help. There is nothing accessible to him. So he turns to Allah. Belief is there, okay? Every individual believes in God. But some people are disobedient. Some individuals follow their carnal desires. They follow their passion. And when someone is struck by a calamity, he turns to Allah sincerely, asking and begging Allah to help him. This is the way that we should be worshipping Allah all the time, not just when calamity strikes us. Okay? So fasting, as Allah has declared in His book, is meant to develop that consciousness, that fear of God's displeasure. Okay? There are different forms and kinds of fear. One fear is the fear from a lion that is coming to us, okay? We get scared and we run for our lives. That's one kind of fear. But the other kind of fear, which is a higher level of fear, is fear of Allah's displeasure. We do not want Him to be displeased with us, as we feel towards our parents. This is the soul of Ramadan and the concept of fasting. That kind of fear, okay? Taqwa. That is the soul of Ramadan. That is the main goal of Ramadan. And that is what we have to look for. And that is the concept of fasting.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The other kind of fear, which is a higher level of fear, is fear of Allah's displeasure. We do not want Him to be displeased with us. And that is what we should keep ourselves conscious of, continually reminding ourselves throughout this month, throughout the month of Ramadan. No matter where we are, whether we are in a masjid, whether we are in our homes, whether we are on a journey, we need to make sure that our actions are done in a bid to fulfill that goal. When we eat early in the morning, when we eat a meal, when we break the fast, we should keep that principle in mind. How we deal with people throughout the fast, how we conduct ourselves, these are the goals that have to be reflected in our dealings, okay? Do we please Allah with our conduct? Do we please God with our behavior? That is what the religion is about. And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, لَيْسَ السِّيَامُ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ إِنَّمَ السِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفْثِ. Fasting is not only about not eating and not drinking, okay? That is, literally speaking, of course, fasting, sawm, means to restrain yourself from eating and drinking. That's what normally people understand from fasting, okay? But there are many other things that we have to avoid doing, okay? The Prophet says, إِنَّمَا السِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفْثِ. Sawm also means that we have to restrain, okay? We have to stop ourselves from engaging in vulgar, meaningless, and useless talks, okay? There are a lot of sins that we must stop, okay? Not only during the month of Ramadan, but also at any other time, like, for example, playing and singing, playing music, listening to music, backbiting, gossiping, slandering, and of course, any idle talks. We have to actually keep ourselves away from all these evil actions, from slandering, backbiting, idle talks, meaningless talks, and anything which is considered to be indecent, anything which is considered to be corrupt actions, okay? Whether it is in the form of stealing, whether it is in the form of encroaching upon other people's rights, or maybe doing any other thing which is considered to be an evil action, sayyah or su', Sayyi, as I said in one of the previous episodes, su means an ugly, evil act. Ugly, evil act. So we have to guard ourselves, we have to guard our tongue, we have to guard our limbs, our hands and our eyes, and our heart and our ears, and protect them from these sins. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
So all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.